So what we want to do in this example is to illustrate the order in which constructors and destructors are called when using inheritance. On the left-hand side column, you can see that we have recreated an inheritance hierarchy where an alien ship inherits from spaceship and an alien bomber ship inherits from alien ship. So an alien bomber ship has three parts, a spaceship part, an alien ship part, and then the part specific to alien bomber ship. So for each part, there is a constructor and destructor involved. The question is, when we create an alien bomber ship object and destroy it, in what order are the constructors and destructors invoked? To find out, we write a simple program that prints a message when a constructor and destructor is called. Thus, by creating and destroying an alien bomber ship object, we will be able to see the order. In main, we create such an object, and then the object will be destroyed when main exits. Based on the output, we can see that the constructors are called in a top-down fashion, starting at the top of the inheritance hierarchy. On the other hand, the destructors are invoked in a bottom-up fashion, starting at the bottom of the inheritance hierarchy. This is a test question, so memorize the order the constructors and destructors are called.